A Lenten devotional for April 8th, 2020, based on Lamentations 2, verses 1 to 9, by the Reverend Dr. David G. Dawson. In the day of his anger. Lament is difficult for American Christians today because it means that something terrible has gone wrong and we have no control over a way of escape. Either someone has done something to us, or our actions have led to a catastrophe, and there is no salvation. The poet of Lamentations lived in the midst of such impossible times. The year is 586 BCE. Babylon has rained death and destruction on Jerusalem. The devastation was unimaginable and too brutal to describe. The depth of inhumanity was too much to portray, even as a scene in Game of Thrones. The poet lamented the terrible things being done to his people. But it is worse than that. They have brought it on themselves. Not only has Yahweh abandoned them because of their infidelity, Yahweh was so angry as to be the actual perpetrator of their suffering. Idolatry had been exercised in a myriad of expressions. Personal piety had been flaunted in distortions of their relationship to money, sex, and power. Corporate expressions of international intrigue, arrogance, and crude nationalism had flourished. When we lament, it is because our sin is so great and persistent, and God is so angry that there is nothing left to do but lament. For the writer of Mark, lament is not simply about a disaster of the past. When he describes the mocking humiliation of Jesus at his crucifixion in Mark 15, verses 29 to 32, he draws on Lamentations 2, 15 and 16. Jesus is abandoned by God and mocked by all for the sake of the world's redemption. What can come of such absolute love if not confession of sin, repentance, and truth-telling, and to throw oneself on the mercy of God, demonstrated most profoundly in the cross? God, we have sinned against you and each other. We are not worthy to be called your children. Immerse us in deep lament. Do not allow us to excuse our sins. Meet us at the cross, where our lament can be done in the presence of the perfect suffering of our Lord Jesus. Amen.